Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of What Are You Talking About? Today I am so excited to be joined by Mathilde Garnes. She is currently the fittest woman in Norway and she is on one of the most anticipated teams of this year's CrossFit season. She is heading to the Syndicate Crown this weekend with Noah Olsen, Tola Maracanio and Lena Richter as part of Team Peak 360 CrossFit. Hotly tapped to be winning Syndicate and possibly even the Games, it's going to be one to watch. We also talk about the struggles of her 2023 season and how she got her love of CrossFit back this year. As always, don't forget to like, rate and subscribe to be the first to hear all about new episodes and content. Enjoy! Mathilde, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for letting me join.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I'm very well, thank you. I want to start by asking, how's Miami life? Because a big change, I assume, for you, especially maybe this time of year when, I mean, I'm sure a Norwegian summer is beautiful, but probably not as hot as Miami. So how's Miami life? How long have you been there now?
I've been here for quite a while now, since January. Yeah, I was just home in Norway, actually, 2 weeks ago. It was cold, but it started to be more summer there, so it was quite nice in Oslo, at least. But yeah, I love Miami. I'm a summer girl, so I've always been. I love the heat and the sun and beaches, so it's, yeah, it's really nice. I love it here.
Mm-hmm. You picked the best place to go.
Absolutely.
Of course you are there because you are on one of the most talked about teams of this year's CrossFit season, Team Peak, with Lena Richter, Tola and Noah Olsen. It's such an exciting team. Your semi-finals are, so we're recording this on Sunday for anyone listening. So you are, this by this time next week, you'll be done and dusted. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I feel like I've been individual for the last years, and the semifinals is kind of like, I think you're excited, but I'm also like super nervous, and it's kind of a nightmare just because you have no idea if your season is ending or not. As at least for me, I haven't been like top three individual at the semi, so I really had to peak. But this time, I'm like, I think I'm just so much more excited. Like, we want to fight for a top spot, but I think we're pretty confident in that, like, we have the Games ticket. Not you never know, so it's nothing you like should say probably, but yeah, I'm super excited to throw down with my team. It's something else to share the ups and downs, and also just by like gaining the Games ticket together with someone, it feels like three times as much fun, kind of, because you have three people to share it with and also the team around you, of course. So yeah, I'm super excited for next weekend. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I am so excited to watch. And as I say, there's a lot of talk about you and the team. And I will dive into that all a bit more a little bit later on. But this weekend, obviously, so at this point, pretty much all the other teams have been decided apart from the last two semi-finals. Have you been watching and kind of eyeing up the competition?
Yeah, we have. We've been watching some of it together and some of it alone. I enjoy watching it anyways, no matter if I did compete or not this year. But yeah, I've been watching almost everything, I think. But I've been watching more team than individual compared to the other years, just to see how like strategies people have and just to see the flow. I think you can learn a lot. I'm really focused and dedicated, I think, but I'm a bit clumsy as well, so just like all the flow stuff has always been something I've needed to like repeat in my head. So just by watching like several teams doing the workouts we are doing kind of helps me to remember our task for next weekend. So it's been fun and also like a learning process to watch. Yeah.
I have like a real image of you guys sat watching, like taking notes.
Yeah.
Being like, this is what we need to do. Is there any part of all of you, I suppose, that's kind of clocking like the times and all that and thinking, oh, we're going to beat that time, or maybe we'll try. Is there any part that's a little bit like that? Because of course it doesn't really matter for the other semi-finals what they get, but it, as competitive athletes, does that kind of sit with you a little bit?
Yeah, like I think it does for everyone, and I think it's not like a bad thing. I think it's just that's the fun thing about CrossFit. You can compare, and it's always like different programming and different workouts. So you will probably have some workouts where you can fight for a world record, and some workouts where you just have to do your best to keep up with maybe the top 10 teams. So I think it's been fun, like seeing the times compared to what we have done in training. I don't think you can compare it. Like, you never know how it is in competitions. Like, the transitions are a bit longer, and you have a judge. And you're also more tired from like the previously events. So, but yeah, it's been very fun to like see sometimes and like be like, oh, I want to try to beat their time, even though it doesn't matter. So just like in a fun way. And it's also like, I think all of us wanna, all four of us, of course, want to beat like all the times, but it's also fun to see how many teams that are doing good. I feel like the team competition the last years has really grown. So it's like, it's fun to see that you will get a good competition at the games with high level. And it makes me even more fired up for the season. Yeah.
Yeah, I say all the time, team is like underrated. I think actually the fitness on team athletes is just incredible. And if anything, it's probably even harder sometimes because you're not just out there thinking about yourself. You have three other people. You
Yeah,
have to work
sure.
with them. I just
Yeah.
really quickly want to touch on the individual quarterfinals this year had some quote unquote drama, shall we say?
Yeah.
As of course you guys did your own team quarterfinals and it seemed relatively smooth. Was there any aspect of you that kind of breathed a almost sigh of relief that you were doing teams and you didn't have to go through, potential, scoring, etc.? Because it may well have been fine, but it did very much seem like it was kind of luck of the draw, so to speak. So was it quite nice when all that was going on to just observe and be like, oh, it's fine, we've already got our ticket to semi-finals, we're ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. That was like we were like super strict by our own movements and our performance. We had like judges almost like two every time, just like a background judge like watching from all the angles. And yeah, I think we also had movements that were it was not as hard to get like a so big penalty as the step ups on the individual side. Both me and Lena actually did the individual quarterfinals just for fun, and we got penalty both of us on the step ups. I did see it before I submit the score, so if I was going to try and qualify, I would probably have done it again, or like I would have. But we had a team training then, and it was more important. I did see that like some reps were borderline, but I also think like there were a lot of, at least I think, a lot of tall athletes that were struggling with the step ups because they were trying to do it fast, and I could have been one of them. So it's kind of, yeah, we always try to match the standards, and I think all the athletes that got penalties also tried. So I feel so sorry for especially like the games athlete that are just like their season just ended. It was like heartbreaking to see. So I'm super happy that we just had our ticket. Team was good. We got no penalty for any of the workouts, and yeah, it was great.
Are you excited about doing a semi-final in the States? Because of course your semi-finals have always been in Europe. So how are you feeling about doing one on the other side of the world?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I think like CrossFit is, or it has been bigger in the States. I think it still is, like community-wise, or like just like more people doing CrossFit. So it will be super exciting to see how big the semifinal is here, like how many spectators it is, and yeah, just like the vibe and everything. I have really enjoyed the European semifinal the past 2 years, so. Yeah, I think it will be fun no matter what, but it's just fun to meet like other people, Like there's a lot of people I've never met before that are like semifinal athletes and maybe haven't been at the games. So yeah, just like new judges and everything. So it's gonna be fun. But I did have like a FOMO when I saw the European semifinal as well. Like I had my like, oh, like I've seen that judge before, or like that media person, or and the athletes that, yeah, it's just yeah. But it's gonna be super fun to travel, see a new city, new semi-final. Yeah.
It's going to be so good. And we'll touch a little bit more on the season a little bit later in the episode. But one of my favorite things to find out about people is how you first discovered CrossFit. So what's your first experience with CrossFit?
I started pretty late in Norway. CrossFit wasn't so big when I was younger, especially not where I was from in northern Norway. Like I think people in Oslo did it a bit before, but I was 20, I think. I did hear about CrossFit like 1 or 2 years before, and I was one of them who think like it looks a little bit weird. I was actually playing soccer and handball, and my big dream was to become a professional handball player, which is kind of big in Europe, especially in Norway. It's not big in the US. I don't know if so many people know what it is. But then I got a pretty bad back injury. And I just kind of, after 2 years, I got recommended to maybe quit or at least not go all in to become professional. So I just did some rehab for a long time and then started to do some strength training, but I did miss like the endurance part. So I did like strength training and then I did some running intervals, and I really enjoyed learning how the body could be like both strong and also have a good conditioning. And then I moved to Australia to study, and a part of the study was like a CrossFit learning course. And I remember I sent an email to the school asking if I could do something else than CrossFit, because like if I could just train at a normal gym or like join something else. And they said no, then you have to go to another place in the world. I think it was Bali or something. And I was like, oh, I really want to go to Australia. Like that's where I want to be. So let me just try this CrossFit thing. So I was kind of against it, I think. Not against it, but it was nothing like I really wanted to try. And then I remember my first workout was like a 7 minute AMRAP, and I usually did train like strength and conditioning for maybe like 2 hours. So I was just like, excuse me, are we training for 7 minutes? Like I'm not gonna get like tired. And I was laying at the floor for a long time after those 7 minutes. I kind of loved it from the first day, and then I was just like, yeah, I didn't join all the things with my class because I just wanted to go do CrossFit. So I was just like, I woke up at 5 a.m. to do CrossFit before school, and I was just like all in from the beginning. And I remember I felt done competing, but then there was this coach and he said to me like after like 2 weeks of CrossFit, he was just like, you know, you should do this. Like you can become quite good. And I was like, well, yeah, maybe. But it took some years before I started to compete. It did. So I was kind of just convinced year after year, like you should compete. And then I finally did it.
I would love to know if the school knew now, or they probably do, but then that whoever gave, whoever you sent that email to who replied back saying, no, you have to do CrossFit, if they could see you now.
I know, here I am. I have gotten some messages from the coach that was like had my first class, and he was just like, I told you so. So
I love that.
fun.
And I find anyone, I think, who's been doing CrossFit for maybe, I'd say maybe more than 5, 6, 7 years, it seems like when I ask them how they started, it's always, oh, someone dragged me there, or I had to do it because of this. And now it's becoming so big, obviously, people are going off their own accord. But before, Everyone was like, oh, my friend went, so I went with them, or it was always something. I want to touch quickly on doing handball, because being in a team environment and training as part of a team, which obviously you're now doing again, but then going into CrossFit, which is a very individualized sport, and I think particularly at the beginning when you're learning new movements and kind of getting to grips with things, how did you find that transition from like training, I assume, and being part of this big team to training on your own?
I think that was maybe some of the thing I really liked about CrossFit, because when I had to quit handball and I didn't feel done with it, like I'm a really team player. I love doing team stuff. I love working out with others, cheering for each other. So when I started doing like strength training and just running with like headphones, no one is even saying hi to each other at like a global gym. I loved like the training, but I really hated the community because there's just like no community at all, I feel like. So I was like, oh, I really miss like the vibe and like throwing down with others, like having friends at training. I felt like I have to do something social after training because training is just like in my own bubble. And then when I started CrossFit, I could feel some like team spirit again. When I, you know, when you score a goal in handball, this music is playing and people are like clapping, and it's like in CrossFit, you have no one with headphones. It's just like a speaker with loud music, and people are like cheering for each other if you get your first muscle up, as like similar to when you score a goal. So it, even if I started individual, or I did start team actually, but even if the training was individual, it felt like a team sport, kind of like before it was a sport for me, but like a training with friends. Like, so I think that was one of the main reasons I sticked with CrossFit. So it's not like completely the same, but it's similar. So I really love that about CrossFit, the community.
It is so great, and it's there isn't any other sport like it, which is why it's so special. And so, at what point did you start competing? Was it when you were still in Australia or when you came home?
No, I moved back home, and then I signed a membership at a CrossFit box where I was studying to become a physiotherapist in Norway. And then I just did like training for half a year there. And then some people tried to convince me to do like a team competition, and I was like, no. And then I said I could be like an alternate, and of course their teammate was injured, so I just had to. I was like, oh, this was
You
not
had
what
no choice.
and it kind of just grew on me. I think I was a bit like scared of competing again, because I really felt like when I had to quit handball, I kind of lost myself a bit. And I guess I was kind of scared for that to happen again. I felt like, okay, now I'm done competing. I moved on to like study, become a physiotherapist, and then I wanted to like fight for good result at school and just like maybe get a good job. And then it felt like kind of scary to go into a sport again, especially like that serious as I did handball. So, but yeah, I ended up there anyway. So I think I'm like, if I when I start something, I'm usually like, I usually go all in. I hate doing things like just like, oh, it's not, it doesn't matter so much. So when I first start something, I really like to do it for real. And I think that was just what happened. So I did some team stuff first, just like local competitions in Norway, nothing serious. And then I got convinced to do like a national competition. That was an individual one. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just join, and my goal is not like to not place last. And then I had no idea what happened, but I got fifth, and then I qualified for like a world championship in functional fitness actually. And then I was just like, oh, what the fuck, what am I doing? And I think it was from that day, that was in 2018, then I was like, oh wow, this is fun, maybe I should start with a coach and just like, yeah, try to see how far I can reach. So yeah,
I love that.
3
And
years after that I did my first individual competition. I think.
And it's interesting what you say about the kind of with the handball, because did you feel that, I think as an elite athlete, when you go into a competition, you want to give it your all. So was there a part of you that, from maybe fear of injury or whatever that may be, that you were kind of holding back at first when you were competing, or and then was there maybe a switch at some point?
Yeah, I think, or more like holding back, thinking about my goals, maybe. Like, I remember even in like 2020, I was like, I will never be an individual games athlete. Like, never, ever. I will never fight for it. I will never, I don't want to be it. Like, it's just, that was just super scary to think about. So I was more like, maybe if I go to the games one day, it will be with a team, just like have fun. And especially like, 3, 4 years ago, I'm not saying it was easy to qualify as a team, not at all, but it's like it's something else than now, because now you can have these super teams. Before, it was more like an affiliate cup, so like just the level when you had to have four, and even the roster, like with six people from the same gym, it just makes the level a bit lower, but it was still like super hard to make it there, of course. But and I remember saying that to my closest friends and everything. So, and then I did team. And the year after, I felt like I was kind of convinced by others around me, like, you can maybe make it individual, you're good enough. And I didn't feel like it was my dream. I just, they were kind of like, no, you can't go team again. Like, and then I tried, I didn't make it the first year, but then I made it the year after. And then I don't think it was before I actually made it that I was like, oh, maybe this is where I want to be. Or like, now I'm not too scared to tell myself or others that this is a dream. Because I was probably holding back a bit after my handball career.
I find that so interesting, and I think it's really good to admit that, because there will be many people who probably say, oh no, I gave it my all from day dot, when actually maybe they didn't, or circumstances, etc. But going in, so like, I want to quickly touch on, because you of course trained at CrossFit Oslo for many years, which is one of the best boxes in the world. So that's probably the only way to describe it, and the caliber of athletes that go through there, on an individual side. But of course, some of the best teams in the world have come out of that box. Do you think your kind of mindset and goals changed as and when you were training there because of the atmosphere and the people around you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I lived in Trondheim, that's like more north than Oslo, for a while. Like 4 years. So when I trained there, it's not like any high level athletes there. There was some before. But then I didn't have the mindset. I think like the thing about going all in, I think I still like I went all in like physically in workouts. Like, I was really like, I loved being down in the basement, just like really getting super tired, like until I puked. And I was like, I loved it. It gave me so much endorphins. But I don't think I was mentally at the same level as I am now. And then I moved to Mallorca to train with the program that was my John Singleton was my coach, my first coach. And then that's, I learned a lot like on the mental side there, I think, with just being surrounded by really good athletes like Jacqueline Dahlström and Gabby. And then I decided to move to Oslo in 2021 after I missed out in both the semifinals and the last chance qualifier in 21. And then I started like having Chris, like a lot of help from Kristin Holte, which is like 8 times CrossFit. Seven or eight, I think.
A lot.
All of the best athletes in the world, and just her being like the queen, just watching for all her babies, CrossFit babies, upcoming stars. It has made like all of us so much better. And she and Joachim and the other coaches there had just like created an amazing community. which I really miss from Miami, actually, even though I love training with my teammates and the peak box is amazing. So I think I've just learned a lot by moving there and training there. And I've been training there for both of my 2 years as an individual athlete. And I think that says enough about how good it is. It was just like both years that I made it was under their wings. So yeah, it has been great being there.
And you say, you mentioned that like you didn't really believe it until you were there. And so the first year you qualified, 2022, so you did Lowlands and then there were two European semi, well, regionals, all the different ones, but in that year, did you, like, was it quite nice being in the first one and kind of punching your ticket? And I think I can recall watching the reaction and you kind of just being like, not believing it. Was it quite a whirlwind going through that and qualifying and being like, oh my gosh, hang on. Everyone's been telling me I can do it and I've done it. Are you stuck at a plateau and without a recent PB? Mergs has you covered. Bringing you the highest performance CrossFit and weightlifting equipment on the market, Mergs is your secret weapon to set a new best. Whether that's knee sleeves, grips, or tape, Mergs has everything you need to stay protected and performing. Head over to Mergs.com now and save 15% on all orders with the code WOD15.
Yeah, I don't think I could believe it for like many days. I did see Claudia Glucks. She wrote something on Instagram, like, or I don't know if it was her or the French Jordan that posted something like on Monday, like waking up and just realizing, oh, it was not a dream. It's actually true. Yeah. And I felt that was me the first year. I remember I went to the after party and was just like super happy, but it was still just like, I don't know what even happened. And then next day I was like, oh wow, that happened yesterday. So that was, yeah, it was like a super weird feeling. And I think it's gonna be like, I've been thinking about, I will never experience that feeling again, just making it the first year when you don't have the same expectations, people around you don't have the same expectations, and just like the fans and community don't have the expectation of you. Like, I think the year after, I was super happy of making it because I had like a rough year, but it was still like, I expected it, people expected it. If I didn't make it, that was like a big, that was like terrible. Then I feel like, oh, what am I gonna do now? Like, but the first year you ever make it, it's just really something special. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, if someone is listening to this and are making it for the first time, just like really enjoy it and take it all in, because you will probably never experience that feeling again, I think.
Yeah, you never get your rookie season twice. And
no.
it's so special. As you say, I think, maybe now it's changed a little bit because there are so many more eyes on CrossFit, but you never think a rookie is gonna, you know, even top 10 a lot of the time nowadays because there's so many people. And I think even if you watch back, I don't know, like the Fittest on Earth documentaries back in 2015 when Tia was a rookie and came second and no one even mentioned her because she was a rookie. And it's, as you say, like you just have this kind of no expectation and no pressure. And one thing you said about setting goals, did you set yourself a goal for that first year in 2022?
Yeah, I did. I think I had like a mixed goal. It was like to really enjoy it, but also I had a goal of like trying to place top 20. I knew that Europe was one of the hardest regions to qualify from. So it made me a bit confident in like, okay, I did qualify from this region. Maybe I then can try to be on the top half of the leaderboard. Like, and it gave me some motivation. Not that it like ruined me if it didn't happen, because it was my first year and I had like, no, I didn't want to have the pressure on myself. But then I placed 19th. So I just like, just made it. And I remember that year I didn't have like a lot of workouts where I placed around 20. It was more like top 10, top 5, or like really bad. And
Yeah.
but that was also kind of exciting to see, like, oh, on some workouts I can like really hang on with the like they're my biggest role models and like the people who has been in the game for a long time. And it also gave me feedback to what to work on for the next upcoming
Yeah.
years.
I love that. And did that kind of sell you on individual for at least another year? You were like, okay, I quite like this.
It did.
I would like to, if you don't mind touching on the 2023 season, because correct me if I'm wrong at any point here, but you were quite poorly and unwell, and you had quite a busy year of different things that you didn't actually think you were going to make the games that year. So what was last year like for you, kind of leading up to the games and ultimately when you were there?
It was like to be. I feel like it's hard saying this because it's so many girls' dream to just qualify and just be there. But it was probably like my worst year ever, mentally. I think it started with I was super motivated after 2022. So I did a lot of off-season competitions, way too much, and I started feeling very bad at the end of 22. I don't know what happened. Like, I went to Dubai. I was thinking I should withdraw. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. And I couldn't, like, I was crying at training. And I still, in some really weird way, placed second at Dubai, which was maybe like even like after the games, maybe my highest achievements, just to like be on a podium in one of the biggest competition. I also went to Rogue, which was like just going there. And after that, I really hit the wall. Like, I went home for Christmas and I just hit the wall so bad. I had some follow-up from doctors, like a sports doctor, and I couldn't train for like 2, 3 months. I did the open, but I was the only workout I did. So it was just like, it felt really hard giving up that early in the season. Like, what if I get better? What if I recover? So I did, like, I pushed through the open, I pushed through the quarterfinals, and then it kind of started to be a bit better before semis. But when I tested the workouts in training, my results was like really bad compared to the times out there, compared to my training friends. And yeah, I was just like, I had no expectation of making it, but I find it really hard to give up. And looking back at it now, I wish I did take a better choice for myself and for my body. But I think it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. So, and I think I learned a lot. I did qualify. I don't know what happened. I improved my times on the workouts with so much during the semis. Like, yeah, that was just super weird. Just like the Linda workout, in training, I didn't manage to do the 10 first reps on the dumbbell bench
Wow.
press. Like, I did 5 reps and I just missed the dumbbells on my head. And like, I was just like, it was terrible. I did like 5 attempts in training and I couldn't. And then I just did everything in broken, and I was just like, someone else just took over my body. It's so weird. Like, I feel like
Oh.
I've always been kind of good to perform when I have to. But then I just did it for such a long time, and I started to feel very bad again before the games, during the pre-camp. And I also had, I think it's just like super personal, but I think that I should have withdrawn before the competition started. So, but yeah, again, I didn't. And I got cut. I remember I said to my coach before the last Helena workout, that's like my dream workout at the games. I said, like, I'm not gonna run my best. Like, I have to get cut, or if not, I'm gonna withdraw. And I think, like, if you withdraw from the games, you receive no prize money, and just going there from Norway is just like super expensive. So I was like, I should maybe, like, it's better for me to place like bad, get some of my trip covered. And I was just super relieved and also super disappointed. in the same moment. But yeah, it was a hard season for sure, and that's also one of the reasons why I'm going team this year. I had a surgery straight after the games in my stomach, and that just I didn't train for like 4 months. So I really felt like if I'm gonna do individual again, I will probably maybe like just make it, and I won't be at my best. And I'm not saying like it's not easier to go team, like this season is really hard because we are trying to really fight for winning the games. So I almost said no to this team, but then since I started feeling like okay, now I'm really back and I feel good, better in a long time, because I just think I really finally listened to my body and took it step by step. And then I was like okay, I'm gonna be ready. So I was first talking to another team, but then I was like, no, I am gonna do individual. And since I felt good enough to like set a goal for like, okay, I wanna do individual again and I wanna place top 10, like I wanna go all in. I finally feel better. Then just this team reached out to me and I was like, oh wow, that's a great opportunity. And I feel confident enough that I can say yes without ruining for my teammates. So yeah, and I'm super happy about the decision, just because 2023 made me like kind of, I didn't like CrossFit anymore. I didn't like competing. I felt like I lost myself a bit because I just hated the thing I have loved for so many years. And my teammates has really gotten me to like love the sport again. And I feel like I'm almost gonna cry.
Oh no, it shows how much it means. And I think it's actually really important to talk about things like you saying that you had to get cut instead of withdraw, because it is expensive, and it's something that I'd quite like to ask actually. You said that you did, a lot of off-season competitions, etc. And I think, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but there's this kind of middle ground in CrossFit that if you are top 10 in the world, you kind of don't need to do off-season competitions because of sponsors and because of finances and all these other things. But if you're any, in this middle pack, shall we say, that you don't, it's really hard to do CrossFit full time. It's really hard to be a full-time CrossFit athlete. So you do have to take opportunities where they come. And sometimes, it's for your, it may not have been financial for you, but it's all for being able to continue and be a reputable CrossFit athlete. And actually, sometimes that's not the best thing for you. But I really appreciate your honesty about it, because I don't think it's spoken about enough, because there are a lot of people that would be in a similar situation to you. Going into the games, you say, oh, I would have withdrawn if I hadn't been cut. Do you think, say you kind of floated over to the second cut, etc., do you think that your body may have taken over again like it did at semi-finals, and you might have just gone, oh, okay, it's only one more day? Do you think there's an element of you that may not have withdrawn?
Yeah, probably. I did say it, like I don't want to do one more workout if this is not my last. But I also think like I did push through for like 8 months, so why not do it for one more day? Like, so I think it was kind of good for me, but also it made me like super disappointed, and it was just like hard to believe in myself again when I started, I think, because I usually were quite good at performing when I had to, and I couldn't. So yeah, it's hard to know. And maybe if I didn't get cut, I would have still struggled. Like you have no idea. Like probably I would have been fine. But yeah, I think it's important to talk about. Like I feel like you kind of, when you make it to the games, I think I really like felt like I can't complain because I'm so lucky. Like I'm one of the top 40 in the world. Like you, it's like, it feels kind of rude to like complain about how bad you are feeling or how much you hate it, because for the like one thing is you choose it yourself. Like all my friends were maybe at like holidays and like islands beach during July, August, and I was in a hotel room crying and had like cramps. It's just like it's just so weird to complain about because you choose it yourself, and you also is one of the best in a sport, which is like I feel kind of privileged to be. But I also think just like CrossFit is super mental. It's really hard. Like handball, it was more like so much tactique, and like you play with your teammates, and you don't have to like dig deep. But in CrossFit, you have to just like break down your body so many times, like at games, maybe like 14 to 16 times, where you just have to like push so hard until you see stars. Like, and it was just so warm, and I felt like it was just, I just blacked out, and that's what I have loved before, and it was just so hard that year. So yeah, it's like a mixed feeling. Like you kind of feel bad for yourself, but you're also so lucky to be there. So yeah.
No, I get it. And I think that's as again, it's kind of the beauty of CrossFit that is so special, but it also makes it really hard for those that are in that situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was still an incredible performance, and I think many people wouldn't have known that you were going through that. So well done for one.
Thank you.
But
It's like, I don't want to make any excuses. I think everyone is dealing with something. Like every year, I guess there's like half of the field probably have some pain, some injury, and they just try to suck it up. And it's really impressive just by like you just want to do your best out there, and you don't want to make any excuses. You know, everyone is dealing with their own stuff. But I think like overtraining is like something people should know more about and learn more about, because it's important to listen to your body, I think.
Absolutely. And I think now especially there are so many more like off-season competitions that are coming through that it's almost making it so that there isn't an off-season almost. So
Yeah.
it's really, really important to talk about. So thank you for sharing that. And on to a much more positive 2024. It's really exciting. As you say, being reached out to on the team gave you some confidence, and it was such a wonderful opportunity. Who reached out to you? How did your name get thrown in? Because when we spoke to Lena, which was I think maybe November, December time, it was rumored. We kind of knew that she was, oh, I'm going to Miami for a training camp, and it was all a bit hush hush, but it was like, oh, you're going to be on Noah Olsen's team, aren't you? So, how did it happen for you? Who called you? At what point did this happen?
It was actually like me and Tola were talking about going a team in Norway first
Amazing.
with Kristin Holte. But we didn't find the last boy. And I think, especially for Tola, moving all the way from the US to Norway, it's like, you don't do that if you don't know if you have the last teammate. Like you have to be sure, and just the time went and we didn't quite figure everything out. So me and Tola just continued to talk a bit, and that was then I like, okay, I'll just go individual. I think I feel great now, and it was like it would have been fun, but I think I really found it a bit hard to start thinking about team, because after my 2023 season, I didn't want to have like I didn't want to give up. I really need my redemption. So I know I'm not done on the individual side because I don't want to finish off like I did. So I was kind of like motivated to do that again. And then Lena, Noah had been talking, and then I think since it was no team with Tola and I in Norway, he started to talk to Noah, and then Tola just called me a day like, hey, maybe we should go team anyways. Like, do you want to join Miami? And I was just like, oh, yeah. Like, why not? First, I was just like, oh, wow, I have to talk to my boyfriend. Like, he just said yes to a team in Norway, like a good Kriger team. So it was really hard to, like, we both had great opportunities. He's been a team athlete twice. So I was just like, first I said, oh, maybe I should go individual, so you have your team, so we both can go. And like he said yes first, and I was really like, I don't want to ruin his dream. And he was the one just like, no, we are going. joining no matter what. Like he'll find a team, maybe he'll just go individual. Like he was kind of the one convincing me. So it was just super nice of him being that supportive. Kind of like sacrifice himself to just go here. Like I think it's a dream for him as well to just be here, live here, train with Noah and Tola, like one of the best male athletes. So yeah, that was it. Was just it happened really quick. I had to decide in like a week, I think, and then we just went for it, and we were all happy about it. We had a team meeting, and then we just decided straight away. It was nothing to talk about. It was just like, okay, let's do it, all four of us. And then we just ordered tickets, started to work on our visa, and yeah, suddenly we were here.
We're
Yeah.
here. I love that. And it's from the minute Noah said last year, oh, I'm retiring individual, I'm going team. There was a lot of eyes on it, a lot of people interested in it, a lot of people invested in it. Do you feel any pressure going in to like semi-finals and hopefully the games as well, being on such a talked about team?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, especially my teammates, they have like Noah has been second individual at the games. Tola has been second. Lena has been second. So for them, it's only one thing that is missing, and it's the gold medal. Like, and that's what I want to fight for as well. But I don't have any gold, silver, or bronze. So like, but being with them, like, oh wow, I really have to like work hard to make all four of us, of course, reach our goal. But I think that's like it's also just super exciting. I think we have all just worked super hard, and I've learned that I can push my body even more for my teammates than I've done for myself. So that's something I really want to take with me when I'm doing individual again, like. Oh wow, if this was sync with Noah, I would have done a rep now. I wouldn't have been resting. So like I love to be on a team with them, and I think it's a pressure going into the competitions with all the eyes on us. Like if we don't win next weekend, people will be disappointed, but that's also kind of super motivating, like to work hard every day at the gym. Because you want to reach that goal. So yeah, but it's a pressure for sure.
And is the goal for next week's Syndicate Crown, is the goal to win it or just to punch a games ticket?
It's to win it. We have to admit that it is. Like I feel like since our main goal is to win the games, which will be super hard. There's so many good teams. I know the Invictus team did super great this weekend, and the Australian team, like. And there's also some super good European teams. And just been watching them, it's like, okay, it's gonna be a hard competition, but it's gonna be. I feel like when it's a hard competition, it's even more fun if you win. It shouldn't be easy. So, but I think if our main goal is to win the games, we should be able to win next weekend. But I think that's a goal, but it's also just a goal to learn and to. This is the first time we are competing together in real life competition, not online stuff. So just to learn from each other and learn from our mistakes and have fun. It's a step on the road to the games. So the most important part is of course to punch the tickets, and like we have had some. I had have like a shoulder. Shoulder injury right now. So, for example, even if we want to win, we haven't been sacrificing my shoulders, so I haven't been doing like overhead squats. So I think that's what I'm like less prepared to. But I think we also can do good, even if we haven't been testing everything. So yeah, we want to win, but we don't want to sacrifice anything or injuries or something for the game. So that's the most important. Step. It's the last one. It's a final.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of overhead squats, so
Yeah.
there's a lot. I was watching it last night thinking, oh my gosh, there's a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Well, I for one am super, super excited to watch you guys next weekend. Before I let you go, I just have a few quick fire questions for you that I ask everyone. Firstly, your favorite lift.
Snatch or it's actually split jerk,
Nice. Yeah.
but that's like it's not too common, so I can go with snatch. Yeah.
It's like, what can you get heaviest on is often like what people think about, and it's like, yeah, split jerk. Your favorite overall CrossFit movement.
Ring muscle up.
Nice. Your favorite benchmark WOD.
I think maybe Helen, except from last year at the games, of course.
Yeah, we'll just won't talk about
Even better because I do like dumbbell snatches more than
one.
kettlebell swings. But yeah, that's a fun one. Like running, easy gymnastics, pushing hard. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
And normally I ask people if they were going to the games on a dream team, who would they have with them? However, looks pretty likely you're going to the games on a pretty dream team. So I'm going to ask you the same question, but you cannot choose your teammates. So if you had the three teammates, who would you take with you?
Oh
Yeah.
wow. I would of course have chosen my teammates. I think my best friend Ingrid Tøndel, she's from my hometown. We have known each other from we were, I don't know, really, really young. I was one of them. I had to convince her to start CrossFit. She was like, what are you doing? When I started, she is going for her third games now this year. And I think being on a team with her would have been absolutely dream. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, we've been playing handball together, soccer together since we were so young. And I convinced her to do CrossFit, and now she's been at the games two times, three this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope we can do that one day. And then
Love
maybe
that.
with our boyfriends, like she's with one of the guys from Navy Blue, and my boyfriend is also doing CrossFit. So that would have been like a dream to just compete with them, just because it's people I really love and enjoy hanging out with. Yeah. So I
Love
will
that.
say Avian, Henrik, and Ingrid.
No, that sounds like a good team.
Thank
And of course, your team this year. Well, best of luck, and thank you so much for chatting to us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we'll be cheering on from afar next weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.